Chloe, Khloe, Kent, K-E-N-T, 1213. 1-2-2013, that's what I meant. Today is 10-9. A 12-year-old young lady comes in with facial pain, sinus headache, history of migraine headache, but definitely worse, congestion. She had allergies for a week or so, took loratadine, didn't help her. Now she's getting discolored sputum and symptoms of sinus infection associated with tiredness, period. Normally she has history of asthma, but she takes her albuterol very, very infrequently. She takes her loratadine as needed and has been taking it for above-mentioned symptoms. Immunizations up to date, allergy none. Mom and dad do not smoke around her. Family history, thyroid cancer. Patient is also under treatment or evaluation by her pediatrician for thyroid nodule. Surgery, tonsils and adenoid, medical problems, asthma slash reactive airway disease. Last period, 2 days ago, she's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. Her blood pressure was 145 over 80, pulse is 115, respiration is 20, O2 side 100%, temperature 97.7, weight 165. Heart positive, swim positive with two, lungs clear, no wheezing, abdomen soft, TMs, red, posterior inflammatory, red, inflamed, neurological non-focal, neck shows minimal lymphadenopathy, number one, sinusitis, number two, Z-Pack, number three, Medrol dose pack, number four, lots of liquid, number six, she's not taking her albuterol on a regular basis. Number seven, asthma control. Number eight, we talked about exercise-induced asthma, Claritin versus Singulair, and she would bring all this up with a regular doctor, but we did not make any changes regarding her asthma. Next time, she can go back to school tomorrow. Thank you.